Let's pick up Michelle in Detroit, and she's got a question about her ovaries. Are you there, Michelle?
Yeah, hi. How you doing?
Wonderful, thank you. And how old a woman are you?
37.
Okay, and so what's going on with your ovaries?
I have a 5-centimeter cyst on my right ovary.
Okay, and when did you learn about that guy?
A week ago.
Okay, and what do they want to do?
Nothing right now. But I just want to prevent them from coming back or whatever.
Good. Well, I think what you got to look at here, usually when there's an issue like this at the ovaries, we have very low tissue oxygen. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so this could be the result of a lot of things. For example, you could be overweight. You could have a scar, a trauma from a C-section or some other injury, and there could be an issue of reduced nerve and energy flow to the ovary. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Is it right or left ovary?
Right ovary.
Okay, that's helpful to know. So you want to be looking on anything on the right side, like an old appendectomy, a hernia scar, anything they may have had to do on the right side, might even link back to a vaccination on the right leg. You just got to hunt down whatever the heck it is, and you'll want to learn how to medibody pack those sites so you can restore the normal meridian function at that tissue, and then you can allow the body to access its own limitless healing to do the job it needs to do to get you back to track there. Now, there are some nutrients we can use as well. The first step, of course, is pH paper.
Mm-hmm.
So you can monitor your first morning urine pH, and you can, if there's no major problems in the body, you can use our new superfood trio, the one that's on special today, and in there are coral complex capsules, and you can up the dose you use for the day till you get the first morning urine pH back into the 6.4 to 7.0 range.
Okay?
And
mm-hmm.
That's where I'd be going as fast as you can.
Okay.
And once you're there, that should help the ovaries prevent or at least get a more ideal health state for that ovary. That's step one. Step two, you can get on a little estro complex so you can help the body shift the synthesis of the compounds made there, made at the ovary, and
mm-hmm.
see if we can't get the body to maybe even eliminate this cyst.
Okay.
Okay, those would be my goals. And if you're not sure about scars and traumas, you may want to visit a QRA practitioner. He can
uh-huh.
test you. He can go in there and see exactly what's going on. What does the body want? Where are the scar traumas? Is there a vaccination? Is it going up to that ovary? What's going on? And then you can move even faster. Okay, Michelle?
Okay. Would a episiotomy scar, would that do it?
Typically no, because that's on the other side of the body. You know, that's between the rectal and vaginal areas.
Uh-huh.
It could, but it's not typical. A terrific blow to the pubic bone, something on the front of the body, maybe, but it's not impossible. It's just not common.
Okay.
Okay? And so that could be checked out. All
okay.
right? Thanks for your call.
All right. Thanks
You're
a
welcome.
Lot.
Bye now.